You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.
Welcome to Line Noise. And today we have a guest who doesn't do many interviews, which is always a kind of nice thing, I think. It's quite a... quite exclusive. Not totally exclusive, but I think I'm going to call it kind of exclusive. It is none other than Terence Dixon, the Detroit producer. And he's often called a DJ as well. I mean, he does DJ, but very rarely, as he explains in this interview. I'll go behind the scenes. I don't mind telling you. I was quite nervous about this because, well, as I said, he doesn't do many interviews. And I thought, is he actually going to turn up for this one? And they assured me he was. He was up for it. He wanted to do it. And it was one of those where, you know, it hit 5 past the hour, 10 past the hour, and something. Oh no, I've done all this, and he's not going to turn up. But then turn up he did. You don't see the video, but I saw him. He was wearing incredible kind of shades and with a Trezor background. And that makes sense because we talk about his new EP for Trezor, which is called When Stars Remember. I absolutely jumped at the chance to do it. I think the interview is really kind of sweet. He comes across as a really, really nice guy, kind of a lot different to a lot of people in techno, because as I said, he hardly ever DJs, doesn't go out much, and when he started off making music, he already had young children, so you know, he wasn't going out to clubs and listening to other stuff. He was just making his own kind of thing, and I think that makes him very very different. I would imagine, I don't want to speak for him, I imagine he's quite a shy kind of person, but really nice. So we talked about his history with Trezor. We talked about the power of extreme repetition, which makes a lot of sense if you have heard the new EP. I mean, any of his work really, but the new EP is incredibly repetitive, and I mean that in a good way. We talked about how he falls asleep to his own music, his grandmother's love for Kraftwerk, Juan Atkins, Mike Banks, not reading manuals, and so much more. Line Noise comes to you with support of Cupra. Enjoy this one.
I'm doing good. How was Detroit?
Detroit is good, man. The weather is starting to get better.
So I noticed actually on the press picks that there are around the new release, you're sort of shoveling snow. Has it been like a really hard winter?
Yeah, it was a real hard winter this year. Very hard.
Yeah. And what's it like in Detroit at the moment? I've never been there. Obviously, like, I've listened to Detroit's music like all the time, but like, how is it at the moment?
Oh, man, it's still the same, man. Like I said, it's a lot of love here, man, a lot of good people, you know, a lot of respect here, you know what I mean? The whole city run on respect, and that's it, yeah. You know? Yeah.
And is that, what's it like to be a musician in Detroit? Is there lots of support from everyone?
It is, to be honest with you, man. You know, it really is. It's like a lot of group of people that do music together, you know, around the city, you know, but I'm more of just like an independent kind of person, you know.
You kind of do your own thing.
Exactly.
Your house is looking nice in the pictures as well. It's like a big backyard.
Oh, yeah. I've been working on my house for 15 years. It's 104 years old now. So been working on it. Yeah.
And you're into gardening, right?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, gardening and vegetable gardening, and you know, plants that come back every year, bigger and better every year. You know,
I got to ask. Maybe this sounds like a stupid question, but do you see any connection between music and gardening?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've learned that the patience you have to have to make a good music, it's the same patience you have to have a good garden.
Okay. I've got a friend who is a really good gardener, really good garden designer, and he sort of says similar kind of things. So about patience, you know.
Right, exactly, and I'm just learning too. This is like my fifth year, so I'm new to this. So I'm learning. I'm still learning.
Ah, beautiful.
Yeah.
So we're here to talk about many things, but like your new EP, When Stars Remember, which is an excellent, excellent EP. You said it was made with Trezor specifically in mind. And what was your history with the club?
My history with the club is like, you know, I love hard techno. Like, I used to go downstairs. I can be downstairs for hours at Trezor. So I always wanted to have a record so like a DJ could play it at 3 o'clock in the morning, like at peak time, and you know, and the crowd, and it raises the crowd. It raises the energy.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about like energy, like, you know, raising energy. It's a lot of energy, more energy.
Are these tracks you've tested in the club?
These tracks, I never tested any. No.
How come? Is it you've not been DJing, or you just not played them? Or because I can imagine they'll be big in a club.
Yeah, I don't DJ really. Maybe like twice a year.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
You must be looking forward to a time when you can play them, though.
I'm sorry.
You must be looking forward to a time when you can play them in a club. They're really hard, like.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because I don't DJ my own music yet. I'm so shy. I'm so shy about it, man. So I really don't DJ my own music, you know, not yet, you know.
I respect the fact that you're shy, but I think you should play these tunes when next time you DJ. I think they'll go down really, really well.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna try. I'm moving to that. And to me, you know, there's so many good tracks to play when I DJ, like so many good tracks that I want to play because I only play twice a year. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know what I mean? So many good stuff that I want to play. It's hard to fit in. You know what I mean? It's hard to really fit in, you know?
And what you say you only play twice a year. Presumably you could play a lot more if you want. Like what? Why only two times a year?
Because I don't like to like wear out my welcome. You know, I don't want to wear out my welcome, man. Mm. Like, maybe like 12, like, you know, I made like 12 appearances a year, like 12 events a year now.
Right.
You know.
And what makes an event special enough for you to want to do it?
Well, you know what? It's always the right people to reach out to that know my style, that know, you know, how I think and know, you know, exactly how I look at life. And it just always be a good marriage every time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When did you first play Trezor?
I was playing this club called Suicide in Berlin a long time ago. I can't remember. I know Juan Atkins was in town, and I was playing this other club in Berlin, and Juan Atkins was on the radio saying that, you know, Terrence Dix is in town. He was like really hyping my name up. I was like, wow, Terrence, you know, so Pilar came and got me and put me in the car and drove me down to the club, and I wasn't even booked, and they told me to play, and I just started playing.
And I've was,
huh?
I've never been, but it seems like, I mean, for me, in my mind, it's a legendary place.
It's number one to me.
Right.
Because of the vibe, too, and the people that know what real, you know, how it's supposed to be. You know, they know exactly how it's supposed to look, how it's supposed to sound. And everything, you know what I'm saying? Because it's really Detroit, you know, it's really the same vibe. I'm telling you, it's really the same vibe as Detroit.
What is that vibe then?
Like dark with smoke, strobe machine, you know what I mean? Graffiti, you know, good people, you know, people that don't really smile in your face all the time, you know, real people, you know.
There's obviously a big link between Berlin and Detroit. Is it still as strong as ever?
As strong as ever. Cool. Strong as ever. Yeah.
You once said, I was reading an interview you did, and you once said you found it really hard to make EPs.
Right.
What changed?
Oh, nothing changed. It's still hard. it's just what people want sometimes, you know? It's just what labels want sometimes. Because I always want to make like a, you know, if I could, like a, you know, the biggest album I can, all the time.
Because you want 12 tracks, 14 tracks, 15 tracks.
Exactly, right.
But I think When Stars Remember works really well as an EP. You know, like four really strong tracks, four tracks that just kill your brain in a good way. Well, not kill your brain, sort of take your brain out of the world. You know, like, and you're done.
And I owe that, man, I owe that, like, a lot to, like, you know, Thomas Hoffman, man, and Felix from Trezor, man. They worked hard to get these tracks and, you know, to make me feel like it was a full project, you know what I mean? Because a full project to me is an album all the time. But they worked so hard, man, and they put the right tracks together, man. And I'm satisfied with this EP, you know what I mean? It being an EP, you know.
They put it together and they were like, look, this is it. This is the project. This is done.
They did, man. They had a whole bunch of tracks and they put it all together. They did. Yeah.
So the four tracks here have extreme repetition. And I mean that in a good way. Like, right. Really, really extreme. Why did you want to do that?
Well, like I said, I had little equipment when I first started. I didn't have no money and I didn't have a choice to just make repetition, and I found out just if you listen to it like for hours and hours and hours, it's a different track. It changes. Your mind is going to change that track if you listen to it at least for 3 minutes and beyond.
Because your mind responds to it.
That's right.
What happens to the brain with repetition, do you think?
Well, I think the brain sees repetition. It can find the different things in repetition where the human can't. You know, the brain can find it. You know what I'm saying? It can find the different things in repetition because there's a lot of different things in there. You know, it's a lot of different things in the same thing.
I wonder what it's like for you when you're making a track like this. You know, like the four tracks on the record. And you've got, you know, it's very extreme repetition. And you're listening to it many, many, many times. Like, you must listen to a loop, like, thousands of times, right?
Right.
And what's exactly. It like for your brain? I mean, you just get, like, a really extreme response to it.
You know, what happens is, when I make it, I fall into, like a light sleep.
Mm.
And then I wake up, like, about maybe, like 3 hours later, and it's still going, and it just... You know, it's not like a full sleep. It's like a real light sleep. And I let, you know, and it's like, it got my body. Like, if somebody turned it off, I'll wake up, you know, like that kind of sleep, you know. And then once I wake up, then, you know, you would know if it's the right one or not.
I would love to know what your brain waves are doing when you're having that sleep.
Yeah.
It's interesting because when I listened to this EP, and in fact to quite a lot of your music, it makes me think of not trance music as we know it, but like it actually could make you go into a trance. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Yeah, and that's exactly what repetition does. Repetition does that. You know, like like, for instance, the iPhone promotion for the iPhone, you see it so many times, you might buy it. You know what I mean? And the same thing with the mind. You know what I mean? The mind is going to really hear other things and see other things with the repetition over and over and over. You know, if you don't have repetition, the brain misses a lot. And the right tempo, you know, the right tempo, too.
Tempo for you? 130, 135?
Well, the perfect tempo is 120. That's the perfect tempo. But the perfect tempo, like, if you want to speed things up, I think is Dan Bell taught me 128 beats per minute.
Right.
And then I went up to 131 beats per minute, then to 133 beats per minute. And right now I'm at 137 beats per minute.
Nice. It's interesting you mentioned 120 because I seem to remember reading once or someone telling me that 120 is like the speed at which the body swings. Like naturally, if you like swing your arms, they'll swing at 120 beats per minute.
That's right. Right. Yeah, man. 120 beats per minute, you get everything out of everything. You get the whole bass. You get everything, man. That's one thing about 120. You get everything.
So why don't you make more music in at 120?
Because of I think because of the techno and the way just the people want to dance a little faster. And because I know I love 137. I love 141, 143. I do. I love it, man. I love it, man. But I try to be polite, to every, try to be polite, to certain things, and have respect for certain, for certain things, like you can't reinvent the door handle, you can't reinvent everything. You know what I mean? You can't. So I try not to, go too far with that.
I love the idea that 137 is polite for you. I think I'm right in saying that another key theme of the EP is absence. Is that right?
Yes.
Absence of what?
Like a whole bunch of sounds deleted into something that's good, like imagine 30 sounds on top of each other all going at the same time, and you just delete one, delete this one, delete that one, delete, and then you have some always underneath that all the time, and that's what I really do.
So is that how you make music? You kind of build up to 30 sounds, then just take away the ones you don't need.
Like build up. It'd be terrible. It sounds terrible. It sounds better. It sounds good like that. Like for that, it'd be a time where it sounds terrible. Like wow, that's all confusing. Then you got to delete and delete this and delete that and lower this. And volume is important. Like volume, different volumes give you different effects. With different sounds too, just volume.
How do you know when you're finished with the track then? How do you know okay, those four elements are it?
That's a good question. Because I just start recording. I don't know. I just start recording. Yeah, just record. Just record it. Just record everything.
Ah, perfect. You've probably been asked about this before, but you announced in 2004 you were going to retire from making music. Why did you decide to do that?
Man, it was nothing but being lonely and depressed.
Ah, sorry to hear that.
That's all. But, but depressed about the wrong thing, man. Not a serious depression. Just like a sport, just a minor depression. I don't know, man. Just, I don't know, But like I said, Juan Atkins is the guy that gave me motivation to come back. He said, "No, man, you got to come back." You know what I'm saying? So I said, "Okay." So that's when I came back, man. It was tough, man. But I came back, and I'm glad I came back. I'm so happy I came back.
Me too. Because
it's a lot of young kids, man, that they need to hear some things, So.
Did you miss making music when you weren't doing it?
Yeah, man, I really did. I missed making music, man. I was horrible. I was in everybody's business. I was gaining weight. I was terrible. I didn't know what to do, man. I didn't know where to turn, where to go. That's the truth. I didn't. And it was a terrible retirement. I'm glad I came back.
I'm glad you came back as well.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You talked about Juan Atkins, his influence. Mike Banks was a big influence as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Mike Banks, man, he was tough on me, man. He really was tough on me, But I'm glad he was, man. But he made me a better man, He made me a better man, man. So And a better musician, because he taught me how to, do the real, the real tape. He taught me how to do that stuff. So he did a lot for me. He did a lot for me, man. So I really appreciate him.
When you say he was tough, was he just like, you can do better?
Exactly, man. I'm talking about I would do a track, man, and he'd come and nah, man, do another one. He'd come, no, that ain't good enough. Do another one, And wow. Stuff like that, Yeah, it just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And then I finally get one. And then it just didn't, I guess it just didn't work out. It just didn't get released. So, because I was supposed to be one of the underground fugitives.
Yeah, I read about that. Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. I did the track. He had the track, and it just didn't happen. Because I know when it was about to happen, that's when Juan Atkins came and got me, you know, and put me in his studio. So I think it was right there when me and Juan got together, I don't know if it had anything to do with that. It doesn't, you know, but it was like right at that same time.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
You have had no training in music, right?
No, the only training I had was when I was in grade school. I played a clarinet. My mama bought me a clarinet. And that's the only training I had, man. I played it in a band in high school too, but it was just like some clarinet band music, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't unserious, you know.
Do you think in a way it helped you not having much training in music? Because you could sort of do your own thing.
That's right. That's right, man. That's a good point. Because I really feel that a really good musician cannot do techno. I believe that. I believe like a really good polished musician can break down enough to do a little simple do 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 do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll take a lot for him to do that. You know what I mean? And vice versa. I can't do what a polished musician can do either, you know? So I think techno is special like that. It's special, man. It's like, because I don't know anything about music at all. I don't know anything about anything that got anything to do with isolators, effects, how much effects, what kick drum. I don't know anything like that. I don't, man. And that's the truth. I just go with just my ear, that's and my heart, and that's the truth.
And you've never read a manual either, right?
The only thing I read a manual is I read the How to Get Started Quick, and then I put it down. That's it. That's it.
I like that attitude.
Yeah, that's it. Just enough to get it going, and that's it.
I wondered if I could ask something about having children. I've got two children, so I find like the influence of children on music, having children on music, really interesting. Obviously, I don't want to get too personal, but I just wanted to ask, like, you had your first child at the age of 19, right?
Yeah.
How did that change the music you were making? Or did it change the music you were making?
Oh, I think it changed the music a lot, man, because I couldn't go nowhere anymore. You know, I couldn't go with my friends anymore. So, hey, man, that's all I had, you know? And, you know, like I said, man, that was like a blessing in disguise because, man, I'll be honest, man, I probably would have never did all that music if I didn't have to, you know, sit in one room for, you know, 18 years, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? You know?
So, that's what I was thinking, because if you can't go out, you're not too influenced by other people's music. You don't hear like a track in a club and you're like, right, I'm going to make something like that. You're just like, I'm in my... And this was like presumably before the internet was like a big thing, right?
Right, exactly. That's right. No internet. Yeah, no internet.
So you were just alone. Well, not alone, but like when you're making music, you'd be alone in your room kind of like, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do and this is what came out.
Exactly. That's it. Yeah.
Talking of family, you said once that your grandmother liked Kraftwerk.
Right.
That's cool. Like, she sounds cool.
Yeah, man, she loved Kraftwerk, man. I mean, loved it. She loved that track Numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Numbers. And she likes Cybertron too. She's like the Daz Band, the Staple Singers, you know, George Benson. She had a good taste in music. Real good taste in music, yeah. Real good taste, man.
Because in Detroit, you got Kraftwerk on the radio, right?
Yeah. All day, every day.
Have you seen them play live?
It's so funny. I never seen them play live, man, because I never was interested in seeing them play live.
Right.
You know, I'm not interested in seeing too many people play live, man. I don't get out the house, man. No, I really don't. But you know what? Maybe I should get out and support the scene more, and I will. But man, because I'd be so busy, I'd be so tired. You know, at the end of the night, you know, I just been wow. I just can't make it sometimes. You know, but I'm gonna start supporting the local scene for sure, because man, they're doing a great job too, man. It's a lot of great new artists that's out there, man, that I want to see and support and help all I can, you know, all I can, man. So
that's good, but it's all right. It's all right to stay in. I stay in a lot.
Oh man, it feels so good, don't it, man? It's like I always say, I want to go. Yeah, I just stay in and do music, man.
But do you dance? Like, because, you know, I stay in, but sometimes I have a dance in the kitchen or whatever, or the living room. Do you dance?
Yeah, man. I started off dancing. I used to be a big dancer in the very beginning, man. Okay. I used to be a huge dancer. Like, you know, like doing that robot style dancing with the robot, you know, I tried break dancing, but I was terrible at break dancing, man. I couldn't do break dancing. I was horrible, man. But yeah, right, man. Yep. But dancing, yeah, I love it, man. But not now, though. I don't dance now, though.
Okay.
Only because I can't, you know.
You are often described as enigmatic. Is that a fair description?
Oh, say it again?
You're often described as enigmatic. Is that fair?
Oh, what does that mean? I only know what it means. What do it mean?
It means people don't... Mysterious, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I can understand that, man. You know, only because I'm not trying to be, though. I'm just be myself, stay in the house. I'm just to stay in the house, around in the garden, at my mother's house kind of person. You know, that's it, man. Just at my mother's house, my studio, or on a plane. That's it. That's where I'm at, man.
This is what I love about you. Basically, you like gardening and staying in and going to your mum's house. But like the music you make is absolutely ferocious. You know, when you think that kind of thing, you might think like, oh, I was, you know, going to make some like ambient grooves or whatever. But your music is absolutely fierce.
Right. Because you know what, man? That's the inside. That's my environment. And that's the gunfire that I hear every night. And that's the screams and the people fighting and the police ambulance. You know, that's all that too on the inside.
Right.
You know, on the inside, man. And a lot of my own problems too. You know, a lot of my own inner self things, you know, that I try to keep in, you know, to be a normal person in society. You know, it comes out in my music maybe. Sometimes, you know.
I really appreciate you doing this interview today. I know you've previously said you're not particularly into doing interviews, so it's very, very kind of you to do this today. It's been absolutely lovely to speak to you. And just one more thing. I mean, you've got a vast catalogue, so much music, so much brilliant music. Is there one tune you'd recommend for people who might be new to your music?
Yes. I would recommend From the Far Future Part 3.
Okay. And why that?
Because that's my favorite one.
That's
my favorite one. You know.
And do you have any DJ dates coming up? I know they're pretty rare. Do you have any?
No, I don't have no DJ dates coming up.
Okay. Well, look, it's been lovely to speak to you. The EP, When Stars Remember, is a brilliant piece of work.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure to speak to you. I hope it gets a bit warmer in Detroit. I hope one day I'll get to see you DJ.
Oh, man, that'd be great, man. I'm looking forward to meeting you, man. Like, you coming to Detroit this year?
I've never been to Detroit. I really should, but I've never been.
Hey, man, you should come this year, man. It's going to be nice. You know, you should really try.
All right. One year I'll make it. 1 year.
Right. Right on. Okay.
All right. Very nice to speak to you.
A pleasure, man. Thank you.
Cheers, man.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Radio Primavera Sound, proudly presented by Cupra.